always plan to be there for each other for any and all monumental experiences. And it doesn't get more monumental than giving life to a tiny human being. And I'll be the godmother to her child. This is a moment we'll never get back so long as we live. Listen, I say. I was thinking that maybe tomorrow I'll head to the nearest car rental place and maybe I'll just drive the rest of the way. I already did the math, and if I drive for 13 hours a day for 3 straight days, I'll be home by Saturday. Daff, she says in a way that makes her sound exactly like our mother, Bliss. You can't drive 13 hours a day for 3 straight days. You'll fall asleep at the wheel. It's not safe. No, I won't, I say. I'll stop each night and stay at a hotel, get some good rest, be on the road first thing in the morning. The way I figure is by the time I'm almost home, the storm will have passed and the roads will be plowed. It'll be perfect timing. And who knows, maybe by the time I get to Chicago, flights will be back in service and I can hitch one home. I'd be home in like 2 hours. You're insane.
I'm not insane. I just really want to come home, I say. I hate being stranded. And I promised you I'd be there. Just please, please, please don't go into labor before Saturday.
My sister laughs.
I'll try.
Okay, well, I'm going to grab a drink at the bar, I say. My suite isn't ready yet.
Ooh, a suite?
Delilah asks.
Does it have a jacuzzi?
Of course it has a jacuzzi, I say.
So you know what that means.
What?
It's New Year's Eve, I say.
I'm going to raid my minibar and go skinny dipping in my jacuzzi and party like it's 1999.
We were third graders in 1999, she says. Pretty sure we had a sleepover that New Year's and you and Emma Lancaster got into a hair-pulling fight because you both wanted to play with the same flower shop Barbie.
Those were the days, I sigh. Anyway, I'm letting you go. Just relax and take it easy so that baby will stay in a little longer.
Let me know when you leave tomorrow. I want regular check-ins. Keep me posted. If you're driving and you get tired, just pull off on the side of the road, but at a well-lit rest stop, or find the nearest hotel. Don't pick up any hitchhikers. I hold the phone away from my ear as she rambles on. I have to let her do this. It's how she is. Delilah is a grade A, first-class worrywart.
Got it, I say, pressing the phone against my ear a moment later. I won't do any of those things, promise.
Love you, drive safe, Delilah says.
Love you too. Hanging up, I gather my things and scan the perimeter for the hall that leads to the pool that leads to the bar. Only my gaze stops halfway and lands on a familiar figure standing behind the check-in desk. His elbows rest on the ledge, and I watch his shoulders rise and fall as he blows out a frustrated breath.
Are you absolutely sure you're booked? This is the fourth hotel I've been to in the last 2 hours.
His tone is curt, and the woman with the purple hair stands paralyzed.
I called here 20 minutes ago and was told by your manager that you had a room.
Yes, and I'm sorry that room has since been filled. Things have been a little hectic today. I hope you can understand that.
He was supposed to reserve the Diamond Suite for me, he says. I gave him my name and phone number and told him I was on my way.
I'm so sorry. The woman stares up at him through her thick glasses, her expression pale and powerless.
These mix-ups happen from time to time, and I'm really sorry, but there's nothing I can do. Are there any other hotels in this area?
He drags his palm down the side of his cheek.
I've already checked the Windermere, the Harriet, and Gateway Plaza. They're all full.
She purses her lips and shakes her head.
I'm afraid not. You'll have to drive 2 hours to LA to find another, at least another decent one. I wouldn't trust the ones in Rockport or Harper's Bluff, or Crawfordsville for that matter. They're all owned by the same outfit and they're not well managed, or very clean, so I hear. I can't go to LA, he says through gritted teeth. My flight, God willing, will be leaving from here first thing in the morning.
Someone clearly hasn't been checking the weather.
Excuse me, miss, are you in line?
A little old lady asks, placing her wrinkled hand on my arm. It's only then that I realize I've been standing here, gawking at the shit show happening a mere 8 or 9 feet ahead like it's some kind of cheap entertainment.